Medford High School Homecoming 2015 is coming up, and I have some students from the Medford Area Senior High School as my guests. They're going to tell us all about it. They do include Jay Zerniak. He is a junior. He is the current president of the Medford High School Student Council. Also on the Homecoming Committee, Madeline Brost, she is a junior, and Hannah Brandner is a senior. We're going to begin with Jay Zerniak. Jay, if you would, please, when is Medford Homecoming 2015?
Well, the Homecoming Week is coming up pretty fast. It's the week of October 2nd. That's a Friday, and it starts on September 28th. That's a Monday.
And what is this year's theme?
This year's theme is MASH, where dreams come true. Now, each class and club are recommended to pick a Disney theme that's recognizable for the audience.
Okay. All right. And where did that come up? It just seemed like that would be fun, huh?
Disney theme. Well, actually, last year, we had a vote for the whole school. So each homeroom was given ballots, and each individual voted on it, and Disney was the one that won.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
As part of Homecoming Week, it's become kind of traditional here in Medford to do a penny jar where you're asked to collect pennies, and then the money goes to a charity. Is that going to be done again this year, Jay?
Yes, it will be. Businesses throughout the community will be asked to put penny jars out on the front counter. And so if you see one of those, please put some money into it. So this year, like the past years, Ford Financial will be matching all funds raised for the penny jar throughout the whole community.
So not only students at the Hive School are going to contribute, community members can contribute as well. They just have to find these penny jars out in the community, yes?
Yes, correct.
All right. Downtown Medford gets decorated up for the Homecoming Week. Are we going to do that too?
Oh, yes, of course. It wouldn't be Homecoming without it. Main Street businesses are asked to please decorate their businesses for the Homecoming Parade that week. And if you win, you'll get free advertising from K99 and the Star News.
Also, this is kind of a kick, too, if you get a chance to get to the high school. The halls get decorated, okay? Yes. Is that still on the schedule as well?
Of course. The wall decorating will be done on Thursday, September 24th, so the Thursday before homecoming. And each class gets their separate wall, and they get to do it based on their theme that they pick for their class.
Now, do you know what the themes are, or do the classes kind of get in secret? And
well, it's kind of a secret, you know. It's seniors' rule, so they get to pick their theme, and they override any other class. So you know, freshmen don't want to tell the seniors what they're going to do.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that is awesome. And we want to make people aware, because float decoration, right, for the parade is going to go on. Jay, when usually is the float decorating going to happen?
Float decorating actually happens at the high school, and that's after school every day of the homecoming week.
And classes and clubs, right?
Yes, correct.
Get involved in that?
And sports as well.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that's pretty cool.
We should have a pretty good parade this year.
Once again, that's Jay Zerniak. He is president of the Medford Student Council. Hannah Brantner is a senior. She is the chairperson of the Spirit Committee, and you've been elected also the chairperson of the Fashion Police, all right? Does that sound all right with you?
Sounds good.
All right, so we have dress-up days at the Medford Area Senior High School for Homecoming Week. What can we look forward to being raided out of our closets?
Okay, on Monday, September 28th, the dress-up day is Lilo and Stitch Day. That is any Hawaiian attire, beachwear, and stuff like that. Tuesday is Where Dreams Come True, titled after our slogan and our theme for the year. Students and staff will be dressing as what they'd like to be in the future, as a dream job or maybe a bucket list item. Wednesday, September 30th, is Pride Rock Day. This is music and band apparel. Thursday, October 1st, is Dynamic Duo Day. Students and staff will be selecting a partner to dress as a complimentary pair or commonly recognized duos. Examples include The Princess and the Frog, Beauty and the Beast, Mickey and Minnie, or even Peanut Butter and Jelly.
Okay. And then Friday.
Friday is pretty traditional. During Spirit Weeks, our Fridays are always red-white days to support the home team, encourage a win on homecoming.
Good luck on dress-up day. We can look forward to stuff being missing from our closets, but that's okay. It's all in good fun. Hannah Brandner, once again, is chairperson of the Spirit Committee, also the Fashion Police. Madeline Brost is a junior at the Medford Area Senior High School. She is also on the Homecoming Planning Committee. Madeline, let's go through the events that are going to go on. First
all
of
right.
all, the Pep Assembly, which is always
yes.
a hoot and a holler. When is
it
going
to
come on?
The Pep Assembly is going to start at 12:19, and community members are always welcome to attend that. We have fun games that go on. We have the fall sports teams that come down, so community is more than welcome to attend that.
And that's on Friday, October 2nd.
It
right?
is.
That's
yep, on Friday.
Okay. And then the parade, which is always
yes.
fun.
So the pep assembly will let out in time for all of the students to make their way down to Main Street. And the floats will start to line up at 2 o'clock p.m. And the parade will start just 15 minutes after that at 2:15. And that takes about a half an hour for all of the floats and things to go through.
And then the football game is Friday night, October 2nd.
Yes.
Raiders host Rhinelander Hodags. Some special things going on at the football game, Maddie?
Yeah, well, if you, as always, if you want to hear the band play, you can show up at approximately 6:45 p.m. to hear pregame. And then something really special that we have that we typically haven't done in the past is called Miracle Minute. And this is where community members are encouraged to bring their change in to put them into jars, and those funds will go to this year's charity for homecoming.
And so the student council members are going to hustle around and collect that.
Yes, we will, with our jars, yep.
Yeah. And then the dance, of course. It all concludes with the dance.
Yes, and that starts at 9 p.m., and the cost is $5 for students to attend. And as always, court will be coming through at 10:30 p.m. and parents and community are welcome to attend the court and watch the crowning of the king and queen, and they're free of charge. They don't have to pay to come in and see that.
Maddie, what's your favorite part of homecoming? What do you like the best?
I like the parade because I'm in the band and we get to march through, and I think that's always fun to see the community members on the sides as they're marching through and see their happiness from that.
Hannah, what about you? What is your favorite part of homecoming? What do you like the best?
I might be a little biased because it's my committee's responsibility, but I enjoy the assembly the most. The games and recognizing the sports teams is my favorite part.
All right. And Jay, what about you? What do you like best about homecoming?
Man, it's hard to pick and choose. Everything's so great that week, but I really like the competition between the classes. Really gets the school spirit going.
Once again, my guests have been Jay Zerniak, Madeline Bros, and Hannah Brantner. They are part of Medford Homecoming 2015 Planning Committee. Homecoming is on its way. Homecoming is coming here in Medford. So be on the lookout for that. Thanks so much for coming in, guys, and best of luck.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.